We're on page 66. So we did the Machaber. Very important rule. Can we have this by all Birchos on Mitzvah? That we make the bracha on the mitzvah over las yasan, right? Meaning you make the bracha first, then you do the action. Now it's a little tricky, as we started doing yesterday, because you're supposed to do the bracha and then the mitzvah, but you can't dilly-dally Terry, which is usually the name of a person, I would think. But, huh?
Derek,
no, she.
Dilly-dally and Terry, and
to be Ma'akev. Ma'akev, or to be Shoheh. Like a Shehe. You're not. Like anything else, it's a balancing act. In other words, we're not supposed to interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah, but we have to do the bracha first, but then we also have to do the mitzvah, as we'll see in test, shortly, very quickly afterwards. So again, what we focused on yesterday is that you make the bracha, then, right, over las yasan, and then, scared I forgot again, but it's working. Then you do the, so therefore, by tefillin, you make the bracha, then you tighten it. Now again, as we mentioned yesterday, you don't, like, hold it when you put, and slipping it up your arm, you don't make it then. As the halacha said, we learned yesterday, it's when it's resting on the place where it's supposed to rest, on the lower crest of the muscle. Then, when it's there, then you make the bracha. You tighten it and make the bracha, right? Because if you do it earlier, it's too early.
You tighten and make the bracha, or you make the bracha and then tighten it?
Make the bracha and tighten it. Why did I say the other way around? Okay, that's incorrect. Okay. Now, what I wanted to get to is, I don't think we did the Ramah on Ches. There's some people coming in. So the Ramah, there we go again. So the Ramah in Ches, the end of Ches says, V'chein b'shal Rosh. Now, again, you have to realize the Mechaber doesn't talk about this, because if you recall, the Mechaber holds you only make one bracha. So you made the bracha, you know, on the Shal Yad, and then you made the bracha, right? And then you tight, right? So you did it already. But according to Ashkenazim, according to Ramah, where you're making a second bracha, so then when you make the bracha on the Shal Rosh, so then that bracha also has to be over Las Yasan. Right? In other words, you have to make the bracha, then attach. We'll see.
Whatever.
Well, we'll see. So the Ramah says, "V'chein b'shal rosh, kodem shemehad kol b'rosho," before you tighten it on your head. So again, so the Mishnah Berurah says, because the hiduk, the tightening, is the mitzvah, is like who mitzvah hakshira. That is like tying the shal yad. Now this is very important. So the Chofetz Chaim says you have to make sure that you make the bracha after it's on your head. In other words, a lot of people, when they're holding the shal rosh, they make the bracha. So that is incorrect. As I just said, the Chofetz Chaim says very clearly, not like those. This is from the where is it from? Yeah, Bach and the Magen, that not like those who make the bracha while they're holding the shel rosh. The imkain havelay kodem de kodem, because like we mentioned yesterday, because if it's while you're holding it, you have to do the bracha first, but not first before the first, not too far in advance, right? So therefore, again, we saw like by the shel yad. You're holding it and you haven't slipped it on your arm, it's not, so it's too far in advance. Yeah, you have to make the bracha in advance of the doing of the mitzvah, but that doesn't mean you make it like 3 hours before. Yeah, whatever. Gam bishas bracha shel tefillin shel rosh, and of course there's another issue. Yira shiyeh mechusa rosho betalis lo yevark begil rosh. So you have to make sure that your head, right, you're making a bracha. So you have to make sure that your head is covered. Now again, he says with a talus, but again, you see that sometimes people take off their yarmulke when they put on the shal rosh. That's a problem. I mean, again, you lay it on your head, and it's not, you don't have the straps tightened yet, or maybe off kilter a little, and you put the yarmulke back on. Again, for most people, they could put on the shal rosh with the yarmulke on. But I see I'm all somebody, you know. But I'm reminded of the old days, like my father Shalom used to wear for a while. Sometimes he had a period when he didn't, a period when he didn't. That sometimes he wore a black yarmulke, like I have, like a black yarmulke. But the other time I wore a black yarmulke, but it was one of those European-ish Rosh Shiva yarmulkes. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody, you don't see them at all anymore. It's unbelievable. You know those square yarmulke, you know what I mean? I think they were made out of satin or silk or something. They weren't made out of velvet. Huh? No, that's different. The cap is different. That's a whole different shmooze. No, you see like Rav Chanan, Zechatzai, Rav Chanan, you know, you see the older Rosh Shivas, they wore this square. So I remember my father wearing it. It wasn't a Rosh Shiva, but you know, like the Rabbanim wore it, you know, like. So somebody, I'm not sure who, maybe the Rosh Shiva, I don't remember clearly who explained it to me, but the thing with that was that if you wore a hat, they didn't fit under a hat. So in other words, you had to take them off. I don't know what they did on Shabbos.
Wear a regular
yarmulke. Yeah, but they didn't. I don't know, whatever. And they folded. I remember my father, when he went out and wore a hat, my father wore a hat on, so he put on a hat, and he took off the yarmulke, and he folded it up and put it in his pocket. They folded up. Like they folded. They were square. They folded up. So again, I don't know. Nobody wears them anymore. I think that's the problem is because nobody wants a hassle taking off your yarmulke, putting on your yarmulke, folding it up. You know, like it just had it's on my head, and so that's it. You know, I don't know. I don't know if that made a just Pashabi style. I don't know. You know, like which means it's going to come back sooner or later. I don't know.
Didn't it become like the main headdress of Rav Chazan for a while to wear that?
Well, they used to wear also those thingies. You know, those thingies, those. Especially on Rosh Hashanah, those things with the pom-pom on the top, they were really cool.
I haven't seen those in a long time.
Oh, but those were cool. Those were really cool.
Didn't the Chazans used to wear like a square yarmulke?
No, I thought they...
Rosenblatt?
Oh, I don't know. See, but I'm saying other people wore besides Rosh Hashanah. You know, they wore the square yarmulkes. They wore the square yarmulkes. I don't know. Somebody, I'm sure, out there has some... historical background on it, but it just disappeared in the 60s. Just disappeared. It's very interesting.
That was when President Kennedy was the first one not to wear it.
Yeah, but that's a whole separate choice. But I don't know if that has anything with that. So anyway, so then you had to take off your yarmulke, right? If you're wearing one of the square Rashiva yarmulkes, so I don't know if it fit because it would, so you'd have to take off the yarmulke and so you'd have this problem. So, trying to think, I don't remember Father wearing it for chakras when it was davening. I don't remember. Like taco, what did I don't know. Whatever. So,
Is it okay to take off the yarmulke and leave the straps loose, put the yarmulke back on?
That's what he's saying. I think that's what he's saying. In other words, you have to make sure that your head is covered. So, in other words, you take it off, you put it on, and it's off, and you're yarmulke, and then you put the yarmulke back on. Then you make the bracha, then you tighten it, right?
Right.
But the point is that you'd have to tissues over here. You have to make sure that when you make the bracha that it's on. You know, you have something on your head. Okay, so let's go on to test. This is what I was alluding to before. Aser lahafsik bedibor bein tefillah shal yad l'tefillah shal rosh. As I mentioned yesterday, tefillah means davening, but also tefillah is singular for tefillin, right? So you have to make sure you do not interrupt. Now let's be careful here. The Machaber says you should be, it's aser to break with speaking, bedibur. Bein tefillah shel yad letefillah shel rosh. In between the shel yad and the shel rosh. Now don't forget, according to Machaber, you're making one bracha. One bracha covers both part A and part B, the shel yad and shel rosh. So again, it's vitally important not to talk in between the bracha and the finishing of the mitzvah, which is when you put on the shel rosh. Very, very important.
So you can talk after that, even though you still have a lot of binding to do in your
head. Oh, we'll see, we'll see. Very good point. Hold on. V'im hifsek mevarach al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. Very, very interesting. According to the Machaber, where you're only making one bracha lehaniach tefillin, so then if a person did speak in between, right? Did the Lakers win last night, which was probably a waste of time even without the tefillin. But again, something extraneous. You'll see why I'm using that example, obviously. In between the shel yad and shel rosh. So then, what would you say? I would say go back and make the bracha laniach, right? So Machaber says, no. According to the Machaber, now again, we have to get this clear. According to the Machaber, you're only making the bracha laniach. So then, according to the Machaber, if you interrupt it between the shel yad and the shel rosh, you'll make another bracha, but that bracha would be al mitzvah tefillin. So again, it's very interesting. According to the Machaber, you would never make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, right? Unless you spoke, interrupted between the shel yad and the shel rosh, then you would make a new bracha, but not what you would think, not al laniach tefillin, right? Go back and make the old. You make a new bracha al mitzvah tefillin. Isn't that interesting?
Does the original bracha become a bracha l'matana?
So that's a whole discussion. According to the Machaber, right, would that be a, or did you, is Machaber agreeing that that would, there's a separate bracha? See, it's very interesting. That's what you would think. You would think that the Machaber would say, oh, you have to make a new bracha l'aniach tefillin, because that's the only bracha, seemingly, until according to what we've learned until now. According to the Machaber, but that's not what he says.
It's like it's not a chal, the original.
Right. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a few very interesting things. Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, when we say you're not allowed to speak. Now, again, a little later we'll talk about not speaking, just, you know, tarrying. No, just waiting a long time.
But how about going
there? Oh, wait, one second. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, the first example is, even if it's a dibur of mitzvah. So, for example, to answer shalom to your Rebbe. Now, again, I don't know, maybe your Rebbe wasn't looking, maybe you had a bad angle, he didn't see you're in between shel yad and shel rosh. Maybe, you know, I can imagine that, right? You're, you know, it's covered, and so he didn't realize, and said, and your Rebbe says Shalom Aleichem to you. So we all know it's very important out of kavod to answer back. You're not supposed to answer back, because you're in between, and therefore, if you would answer, you would be causing a bracha she'ena tzricha. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes further, another interesting idea. Chofetz Chaim says that even on Chol HaMoed, now some of us don't have this minhag, but we know that there are people who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So even on Chol HaMoed, ready for this? When you put on, those who put on tefillin without a bracha. Without a bracha. Or, let's say, people during the whole year who wear Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, the idea is that really, if you did the mitzvah, either you don't have to do the mitzvah on Chol HaMoed, right, because it's Chol HaMoed. But some people, well, you have to wear tefillin on Chol, right? Right? So you have to wear tefillin. So you're putting on tefillin, but you're putting on tefillin without a bracha. So then I could talk in between the shel yad and shel rosh. Why not? I didn't make a bracha. I didn't make a bracha anyways. Or let's say Rabbeinu Tam during the year. So you put on Rashi. Putting on Rabbeinu Tam, right? For, you know. So you think someone would say, I'm allowed to talk between the shel rosh and the shel yad, the shel yad and the shel rosh. So Chofetz Chaim says you shouldn't. You should not talk, or you took off the tefillin. Third case, took off the tefillin in order to put them back on. Still, so again, in these cases, you wouldn't make a new bracha, right? It's for Rabbeinu Tam's.
If you had to go to the bathroom.
That's because you're going to the bathroom.
But you would say another bracha.
Yeah, but here you just, I don't know, needed a break.
Why is Rabbeinu Tam less stringent than Rashi?
No, because most people agree that the halakha is like Rashi, so you fill the myths already. So you can, right?
Some people that just put on
Rabbeinu Tam. No, I don't think so. No. So I'm saying, like, everybody agrees with me. So he's, the Chofetz Chaim says something very interesting. Even though you're not making a bracha in any of these cases, you're not making a bracha on the Rabbeinu Tam. You're not making a bracha if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you're not making a bracha on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Or you took them off just for a couple, and you have in mind to put them back on. Still, you shouldn't, so you're not making a bracha. So still, you should not talk in between the Shalyan and Sharosh. And again, the language is afilahi, still avera hila siopinam. It's an avera to talk in between the Shalyan and Sharosh. Right? So he says, because lechachila, the tefillin are supposed to be smuchim utekufim zelazah. They're supposed to be one after other. Dekseiv vayalachalos alidechol zikron veinecha shia havaya achas l'shnem. Has to be one havaya, one doing for both of them. So therefore, even though again in these three situations you're not making a bracha, but still, and you say, so I could talk in between. You're not allowed to talk, and it's an aveira if you do. Okay. So, Emirat Hashem, next week, believe there, after Shas, we'll talk about not talking, let's say just waiting a long time or gesticulating, right? Or something like that, between the Shalyan and Sharosh. How about that? Because all the Machaber said was Dibur. Question is, how about something else that might constitute or would it constitute a hefsek in between one and the other? Okay, Yasher Koach, everyone. Emirat Hashem next week. Yasher Koach.
So we can't even say anything that's connected to the mitzvah.